Parshas Vayeshev. The Pasuk states in Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, V'hine anachnu ma'alamim alumim b'soich ha'sodeh, V'hine koma alumasi. And behold, we were binding sheaves in the middle of the field, when behold, my sheaf arose and stood erect. First, I would like to point out that the word is pronounced ma'alamim. There is a dogesh in the lamed, since it's a verb in binyan pi'el, also known as binyan hakoved. And all verbs belonging to binyan pi'el have a dogesh in the middle root letter, thereby making it a shva no. The Ibn Ezra points out that both words, ma'alamim and alumim, have the same shayrish, Aleph, Lamed, Mem. Although the noun alumim here is written with a mem suffix that indicates the word is zachar, masculine, it is also found in the feminine form, nekeva, alumaisav, as we find in Tehillim, kuf chavav, boy yavoy berina, noisei alumaisav. Also in this pasuk, the word koma is mil'el. V'hine koma alumasi. It is a verb in the past, meaning it stood. It stood already. The word koma, where the accent is on the mem, means is standing in the present tense. This is similar to the word we had discussed previously, bo'o and bo'o. Also in the same pasuk, the word sisubena. The beis has a dogesh to compensate for the missing letter beis. The shorish of the word is samach veis veis. This is a verb in the category called kefulim, where the second and third letters of a shorish are identical. Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis. The pasuk states, "Vayelachu echov lirois es tzoin avihen bishchem." Yosef's brothers went to pasture their father's sheep in Shechem. Rashi comments, "Nokud al es." There are dots over the word "es." Why? Shloi holchu ella lirois es atzpon, because they went only to pasture themselves and not the flock. These dots indicate that the intent of the Achei Yosef was not to pasture the sheep, but rather to pasture themselves. The dots indicate that it is as though the word S was not written at all. Therefore, the pshat would be, they went to indulge in themselves, and a separate statement that their father's sheep were in Shechem. Two separate thoughts. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky understands pshat as follows. The Achei Yosef felt that Yosef was pursuing them, and that Yosef's intent was to rule over them. Why did they think that way? Because since Yosef was chosen, and he was the special son of Yaakov, and Yosef's dream of V'hinei Hashemesh V'hayoreach V'yachad Osor Koychavim Mishtachavim Li, this was an indication to them that Yosef was going to rule over them, and they would be subjugated to the Malchus of Yosef. As the Pasuk stated, Yosef was 17 years old and was chosen by his father to be the shepherd of the flock, and Yosef's brothers would be under his command. However, the Achei Yosef now decided not to accept this, and they decided to rebel against Yosef. Therefore, the first step in breaking away from Yosef was to run away and indulge in themselves. Their main intent was to remove themselves from the yoke and leadership of Yosef. This is what Yaakov said to Yosef, "Haloi achecha roi'im bishchem." The lashon of haloi is an expression of astonishment. Yaakov said to Yosef, "How is it possible that your brothers ran away without your knowledge and permission?" Therefore, Yaakov told Yosef, "Lecha ve'eshlachacha aleihem. Go, I am sending you to them in order that they should feel that they are still under your command." However, when Yosef went to Shechem, he saw that they weren't there. And this is exactly what the Achei Yosef wanted to show Yosef: independence. So when the Achei Yosef saw from the distance that Yosef was coming, they felt he was coming to rebuke and reprimand them for not following his orders by going to a foreign place. It was then that they conspired to kill him. The fact that Yosef came to search for them was an indication to them that he was pursuing them. Shehu yardeif oisam umischavein lishloit bohem. Therefore, they decided Yosef was a yardeif and was intent on ruling over them. This is Rav Yaakov Pshat and his approach of the inyan and the word es. Perek lamed zayin pasuk yud ches vayisnakalu oisoi lahamisoi. The Achei Yosef saw Yosef from afar, and before he came near to them, they conspired against him to put him to death. Rashi says that the word vayisnakalu means nismalu nicholim va'armumius. They filled themselves with conspiracies and trickery. And the word oisoi means itoi, Rashi says, with him. Kolaimar, a love, toward him. Rashi is indicating that the word oisoi doesn't fit into pshat. Oisoi, him. Also, itoi means with him. But they weren't conspiring with him either. So to answer pshat in Rashi, the Be'er Choyvois explains the following: that the word vayisnakelu, first of all, belongs to Binyan Hispael. The meaning of the word is shepo'alu pu'ulas atzmon. Each one of them were involved in their own pu'ula. Just as each of the brothers were thinking by themselves to kill Yosef, similarly, Yosef also thought similar machshavos that his brothers wanted to kill him. Even though there was a distance between Yosef and his brothers, each one of them were thinking one central thought. And this would answer why Rashi says, itai. We also understand why the word vayisnakalu is in the form of binyan hispael. Each of them thought to themselves their own machshavos. Perek lamed zayin, pasuk chav gimel. Vayavshitu es Yosef es kutantai. When Yosef came to his brothers, they stripped him of his tunic that he was wearing. The word vayavshitu means they stripped him. The Ibn Ezra interprets the word vayavshitu as a verb in binyan hif'il. Hif'il is the causative binyan, known as binyan hagoreim. So by telling Yosef to take off his coat by himself, they caused him to strip. And that is the explanation of the word vayavshitu in binyan hif'il. Perek lamed ches, pasuk yud dalid. The pasuk states, vatichas batzoif vatis alof. Tamar covered herself with a veil and wrapped herself. Rashi comments that Tamar covered her face so that Yehuda should not recognize her. The word vatis alof is another example of a verb in binyan hispael. It expresses an action that one does to himself or herself. It means she wrapped herself. I just want to mention two words, since I'm talking about binyan hispael, two words how we begin the Kaddish: Yis Gadal V'Yis Kadash, or Yis Gadel V'Yis Kadesh. Both are correct either way, but I do want to point out that the two words are from binyan hispael, based on the pasuk V'Yis Gadilti V'Yis Kadishti. When we say Yis Gadal, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal his own greatness to the world. Yis Gadal, you, Hashem, should reveal your greatness. Yis Kadesh, you, Hashem, should reveal your sanctity. But the word Tiskabal is not a verb in binyan hispael, since it does not have a reflexive meaning. It means that the tefillos should be accepted. The word is a word naramis, meaning tikubal, and fits into the binyan of pu'al, but not hispa'el. Therefore, practically all Bali Dikduk bring this down and say the word is tiskabal, tiskabal. And the reason being is that this word actually is a word in Aramis, and it is the translation of tikubal. And in Aramis, it always comes with a patach, tiskabal. Perek lamed tes, pasuk chof. Vayitinehu el beis hasoihar mekoim asher asirei hamelech asurim. The word asirei is an example of a kri uksiv, a word spelled one way but pronounced differently. The ksiv, the spelling, is asurei with a vav. However, the kri, the way it is read, is asirei. Both words mean those who are imprisoned. According to Reb Shamshon Rafael Hirsch, the difference in pshat is that the spelling asur with a vav refers to a person being held for a trial and sentencing, and asir with a yud refers to a prisoner who has already been sentenced. The Kri Uksiv teaches us that both type of prisoners were to be found in jail. Those like Yosef who had been declared guilty, and those like the Sar HaMashkim v'Sar HaOfim who were awaiting sentence. Perek Lamites Posuk Chof Vayitinehu El Beis HaSoihar. Yosef's master took him and put him in prison. The Ibn Ezra comments on the word HaSoihar. Loi Neida Im Hu L'Shoin HaKodesh Oy L'Shoin Mitzrayim. We cannot ascertain whether the word Beis HaSoihar is a Hebrew word or an Egyptian word in view of the fact that the Torah goes on to explain its meaning. If it would be a Hebrew word, there would be no reason to translate the word Soihar. But the Pasuk does translate it and says, Mekoim Asher Asirei Hamelech Asurim. Therefore, he doubts whether the word is Hebrew, Lashon HaKodesh. He says similarly in Megillas Esther, the word Hoachash Tironim is a Persian word. Hoachash Tironim B'nei Horamochim. B'nei Horamochim are the Hebrew words that describe the word Hoachash Tironim. Because the word Hoachash Tironim is a Persian word, it needs a translation. The Baal HaTurim also comments on the Pasuk Asher Asirei HaMelech Asurim. The Baal HaTurim states that the Kri and Ksiv teaches us that Yosef was imprisoned for 10 years because he spoke evil about his 10 brothers. Then he remained in prison for an additional 2 years for a total of 12 years. Why? Because he relied on the Sar HaMashkim. He told the Sar HaMashkim, if you will only remember me. This refers to the Pasuk where Yosef says to the Sar HaMashkim, Ki im zechartani yitcho kasher yitavloch, v'asisa no imodi chesed v'hizkartani el paroi, v'hoitzeisani min habayis hazeh. Yosef should not have put his trust in the Sar HaMashkim. His trust should have been in Hashem. Therefore, the yud of asirei is read rather than the vav of asurei. The lashon in the Pirush HaRokeach is that although the ksiv is asurei and the kri asirei with the yud, we read this because, again, for 10 years, the Achei Yosef spoke evil, but in addition, he harmed and afflicted Yosef's leg Bakevel in shackles. They had put shackles on his ankles. Why? For having spoken Lashon Hara about the 10 brothers. And then an additional 2 years was added for the words Zichartani and Hizkartani. This pshat was based on the Pasuk in Tilim, Inu Vakevel Ragloi Barzel Bo'o Nafshoi, which refers to the incident between the Achei Yosef and Yosef. This pasuk is in the same capital right after Hoidu Lashem Kiru Hoidiu Ba'amim Ali Loisav. Perik Mem Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayomer Loi Yosef Zepis Roinoi Shloishes Hasorigim Shloishes Yomim Heim. Yosef said to the Sar Hamashkim, "This is the interpretation of the dream. The three branches are 3 days." The Ibn Ezra comments that some ask, "May Ayin Yoda Yosef ki shloisha sorigim heim yomim?" How did Yosef know that the three branches are to be interpreted as 3 days? Maybe it refers to 3 months or 3 years. The Mechokeke Yehuda explains the words of the Ibn Ezra as follows. The words Yoim Hu Ledes Es Paroi, meaning the day on which Paroi was born, his birthday. That day, Yosef knew that his birthday would be in 3 days, and therefore interpreted the three Sarigim, referring to the Mishteh, the party that he would make in 3 days. It was the custom of kings to make a party on their birthday and distribute gifts, and this is how he realized that the Shloishes HaSarigim refers to 3 days. Also, the entire dream and the entire process of the dream was a very quick process, as the pasuk explains, "V'hi chefayrachas olaso nitzoh hivshilu ashkoloiseo anovim." Therefore, Yosef realized it was a matter of days and not months or years. The Ramban and Ralbag also explain the psukim in this way. The Ibn Ezra adds that possibly yitochein shehagvira hoyisa hara, that the queen was pregnant and it was only approximately 3 days until she would give birth. But the Ibn Ezra concludes, v'horishoin karoiv elai, the first pshat appeals to him more than this pshat. I will conclude with Perik Mem, Pasuk Chaf. Vayehi, vayoim hashalishi, yoim huledes es paroi. And so it was that on the third day, it was Paro's birthday. Rashi comments that the word huledes literally means caused to be born. Lefi she'ein havalad noilad ela al yedei acherim. A child is born through the actions of others. Shehachayo miyaledes es ho'isha, because the midwife assists the woman in delivery. And this is why the midwife is called miyaledes, a verb belonging to binyan hifil, the causative binyan. Mialedes means one who causes the birth of the child through her help. Okay, this concludes this week's comments.